Motorist to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we look at making our homes more energy efficient. Many people around the Midlands are still relying on turf to heat their homes. But what alternatives are available? Minister Pippa Hackett says there is a lot of information available to people who want to retrofit their homes.
The challenge in the Midlands is greater than anywhere else, you know, particularly in Offaly, like high percentage of people, you know, reliant on turf. As a fuel to heat their homes. Saying that, there's a lot of information there for people. There's a lot of, you know, retrofitting going on across the Midlands already, you know, certainly in local authority homes, but government is very cognizant of the need, you know, for the Midlands in particular to be supported through this. And, you know, and the grants there now for people up to 100% for sort of shallow retrofits, you know, to 80% for others. This can be a staged approach. Some people like to say, oh, go from like zero to, you know, a deep retrofit, and, you know, sometimes these things can be done in stages, and that's what I think what's good about today is that there's the opportunity for people to talk through what can be done, what could I do maybe this year, what can I look forward to doing in the years to come. So I think there's options there for everyone.
There's a lot of people I spoke to coming in the doors today say they live in an older house, it's about 40 years old, they're dependent on their solid fuel. They would like to change, but they don't know what to do, because again, there are a number of options available to people. So it can be a little bit daunting maybe for a lot of people to kind of take that stand.
No, absolutely, and I do accept that as well, but I think that, I mean, certainly the advice that the SEAI can give to people, you know, in terms of that sort of stage process. So sometimes the fear of having to make a big jump and a big change is a concern, and that's right, that it should be a worry for people, but I think there are other options there. You know, doing something stage by stage might be the way to go for a lot of homes. Other people might be in a situation where maybe they can afford to make a bigger step in this, but every little bit here will save money, will save energy, and maybe they'll be burning a little bit less peat in the years to come, and hopefully they're on the road, on the journey to having a cleaner, warmer home in years to come.
The other concerns that people had was about the cost of it. I know you were saying that there's grants available for up to 100% or 90%, but some of the investment into retrofitting an older home can be a bit scary when they see large price tags on it.
Yeah, sometimes the cost can be prohibitive, and I suppose that's why we do have such a range of grant measures there for people. And certainly, as I spoke about on the stage there is that challenge between, you know, those who sort of fall outside of being able to access a grant and those who can't quite afford, and that's why the government is putting in these state-backed low-cost loans from the end of March that will be rolled out by commercial lenders to maybe bridge that gap, you know. So if you just find yourself a little bit outside of the, you know, being able to avail of a grant but not having enough money yourselves to invest in your homes, I think that's going to fill that gap as well. I think across the board though, we are seeing, you know, we're ahead of retrofit targets as a government across the country. That's good. People are now seeing other people who have done some measures in their homes. You know, you can even something like a light retrofit, like improving your attic insulation or pumping your walls, you know, can save maybe up to 20 or 25% of your energy costs. Energy is expensive. And between trying to save the cost of energy in our homes and then what the government is doing at a larger scale, trying to ramp up the renewable energy, which will ultimately bring down costs in energy. We are in an exciting, it is a challenging phase, but I think it's exciting. You know, I'd love to flash forward 20 years' time and see what we've achieved.
Architect and TV presenter Hugh Wallace says there's a big push to make homes more energy efficient.
Like, it's amazing how we've all travelled over really 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, and now, having all waffled about sustainability, we are now delivering on that. There's huge grants to redevelop old homes, the retrofit grants, and also the vacant property and derelict property grants. And that's up to 100 grand of grants available to retrofit our homes up to today's standards. And it's a genuine grant. Bit of paperwork, but it makes the difference to transform our homes for the next generations.
But what do you do if you don't know where to start?
Well, what you need to do is get the home assessed with somebody like Electric Ireland Superhomes. They'll come out and assess your home, and if you like, give you a shopping list of things you can do to your home to bring the spec up and to bring the insulating value up. And you can either buy it in bite sizes or you can do the whole retrofit. And that's what's great about going to a professional, somebody who knows, who's going to provide the correct solution for your home. Every home is unique, so no size fits all.
As each home is unique, he says you need to do your own homework.
You do. You have to go and source the information yourself. And you also need, when you're filling out your grant forms, you have to be very careful. If you're going for the derelict or vacant property grant and the SEAI grant, you have to be very careful how you fill out the form, because one can negate the other. So that's again why you need to be going to somebody like a one-stop shop.
For more information on making your home more energy efficient, see ours2protect.ie, or there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.